A Western Michigan University graduate student is working on a project she hopes will dramatize the costs of not saving energy. The project was one focus of National Campus Sustainability Day events at Western today. Western Michigan University officials say they've been working on ways to cut energy use for nearly two decades, even as the number of buildings on campus grew. And Western President John Dunn says those efforts are paying off.
We've reduced our CO2 emissions by 281 million pounds, which is the equivalent of adding 3.2 million trees to the planet or removing 26,000 vehicles from the road. And we're not done.
A joint project with Honeywell to upgrade 50 of the university's buildings has also had an effect. The university says that's reduced carbon emissions by nearly 4.5 million pounds, a move that saved Western about $250,000 and won it a utility bill rebate of almost $118,000 from Consumers Energy. But Western still has some ways to go to meet its commitment to cut energy use by 25% by 2020. Kate Binder, who's working on her doctorate in psychology at Western, hopes the project at the heart of her dissertation will help achieve that goal. With financial support by Honeywell, Binder hopes to change the behavior of students, faculty, and staff in ways that reduce energy consumption. To do that, she's created a Lucid dashboard system.
Most people who use electricity in a building on a college campus are not aware of the magnitude of their impact. They don't have to pay the bills. This is where the Lucid dashboard comes in. The dashboard displays a building's real-time energy use on a touchscreen or on a website. The building occupants can interact with this touchscreen to see the data and learn about their consumption. The dashboard makes electricity consumption conspicuous.
Binder says touchscreens will be installed in 9 buildings around Western's campus by early next year. 13 others will be covered by a web page. However, seeing how much energy you use and acting to use less are not necessarily the same thing. Binder says she hopes her project will shift attitudes about energy overconsumption.
How do we shift from a culture that accepts unchecked consumption to one that fully accepts that our personal choices have very real and long-term impacts? This is the second part of the research project. How can we leverage dashboard feedback into information that's meaningful enough to change behavior? What types of programs, technology designs, and social influences can we use to reach a tipping point on our campus where energy conservation is the norm, where energy conservation behaviors are expected and become second nature?
Former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Christine Todd Whitman says the nation needs answers to those questions.
Getting individuals to understand the cumulative impact of individual behavior is an enormous challenge, but something that is truly, truly important if we are going to continue to have the kind of society and way of life we want. And you heard some incredible statistics about the reduction of power usage at the same time of increasing the footprint here at WMU. But what that means is more than just the cars that are off the road and the carbon. It means clean air to breathe.
Whitman is now the co-chair of the Case Energy Coalition, a group that supports the use of expanded nuclear power. The cost of failing to rein in energy consumption also looms large for Harold Glasser. The head of Western's Office of Sustainability says it's part of ensuring that human beings have a future.
It's about learning how to live on this very special planet in a manner that meets everyone's diverse physical and spiritual needs, but not all of our desires and wants. We need to live on this planet in a manner that's consistent with what nature and the sun can provide now and into the future.
The newest building on Western's main campus, Sangren Hall, sports a large solar power array on its roof. Glasser says he'd like to see solar panels sprout on top of all of the university's buildings. He says that would go a long way to making the university climate neutral by greatly reducing its need for energy created using coal, oil, and natural gas. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.